After the people of Israel left Mount Sinai, the Lord led them on a 3 days' journey to the desert of Paran. For about a year, the Israelites had been eating a diet composed mainly of manna. This miraculous food, which fell each day around the camp with the morning dew, was called the bread from heaven. It was ground and then baked or boiled and served in different ways. Not unlike the coriander seed, it tasted like wafers made with honey or fresh oil. But the people had grown tired of it and craved for meat. They groaned and wept as they remembered the food they had eaten in Egypt, fish from the Nile, melons, cucumbers, and onions. They grumbled against Moses and against God, even though they knew that they would have died in the wilderness if the Lord had not provided for their needs. They seemed to have forgotten that God had saved them from a life of bitter slavery in Egypt. There were many outbursts of anger and discontent in the camp, and Moses was overcome with despair. The responsibility of the nation was too heavy for him, the burden too great. "Take my life," he said to the Lord, "if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me face my own ruin. Where can I find meat for all these people? They keep wailing at me. Give us meat to eat." The Lord had compassion on Moses and said he would send the people what they wanted. He would give them so much meat that they would eat it for a whole month and would grow tired of it. He promised to provide enough to feed 2 million people or more for a month. "Tell the people to consecrate themselves, for tomorrow they will eat meat," he said to Moses. "I heard them groaning when they said we were better off in Egypt." The next day, God caused a great wind to drive quail in from the sea. Quail are birds rather like small partridges. They migrate from the south each year, reaching Palestine in March and returning before winter. These birds fly quickly with the wind, but if they change direction or become tired by too long a flight, they fall to the ground. God had already fed the Israelites with quail when he first gave them manna, but at that time he had given them enough for only one meal. Now the Lord promised sufficient meat for a whole month. Driven by a strong southeasterly wind blowing from the Gulf of Aqaba, great flocks of these birds reached the camp and fell to the earth. The quail came down around the camp in countless numbers, fluttering above the ground over a distance of a day's journey in every direction. All that day and night, and all the next day, the people did nothing but gather quail. The birds were exhausted and easy to catch, but there were far more than the Israelites could eat in one day, or even in 1 week. So they spread them out all around the camp, and the hot air and burning sun rapidly turned the birds into dried meat. This method of preserving food was well known in the East, and the Israelites had learnt how to do it in Egypt. Each family gathered as much as they wanted. No one had less than 10 omers, which is about 60 bushels or more than 1,000 quail. But the Lord, who gave the people the meat they craved for in such abundance, did not overlook the ungrateful and rebellious attitude of many of the Israelites. The men who had grumbled and complained, showing contempt for the manna God gave them, and murmuring against the Lord, died while they were eating, with the meat still in their mouths. God was angry with all the Israelites who had defied and rejected him. They were struck down by a great plague and buried there, and so the place was named Kibroth Hatteava, which means the graves of craving, because there they buried the people who had craved other food. Then the Israelites moved off and traveled to Hazeroth, where they pitched camp. Next episode, Rebellion in Moses' Family.